Mixed Matches by Diana Wynne Jones, read by Anthony Head. Warlock at the Wheel. The willing warlock was a born loser. He lost his magic when Crystomancy took it away, and that meant he lost his usual way of making a living. So he decided to take up a life of crime instead, by stealing a motor car, because he loved motor cars, and selling it. He found a beautiful car in Wolvercote High Street, but he lost his head when a policeman saw him trying to pick the lock, and cycled up to know what he was doing. He ran. The policeman pedalled after him, blowing his whistle, and the willing warlock climbed over the nearest wall and ran again with the whistle still sounding until he arrived in the backyard of a one-time accredited witch who was a friend of his.
"What shall I do?" he panted.
"How should I know?" said the accredited witch. "I'm not used to doing without magic any more than you are. The only soul I know who's still in business is a French wizard in Shepherd's Bush."
"Tell me his address," said the willing warlock.
The accredited witch told him. "But it won't do you a scrap of good," she said unhelpfully. "Jean-Pierre always charges the earth. Now, I'll thank you to get out of here before you bring the police down on me, too." The willing warlock went out of the witch's front door into Covent Street and blenched at the sound of the police whistle still shrilling in the distance. Since it seemed to him that he had no time to...